pasuk in Parshas Devarim teaches us Hashem Elokeinu Dibur Eleinu B'Chayriv Leimar Rav Lachem Sheves Bahar Hazeh. So I saw the Chassidus Sfarim explain that in the L'cha Doidi that we say every Friday night, we say Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek HaBocha. That the pshat is that this, which Shabbos are we referring to in that stanza? We're referring to the Shabbos that takes place during the Bein HaMetzarim, during the 3 weeks. And that Shabbos, more than any other Shabbos during the year, is the most important Shabbos that we experience. Rav Lecha, they don't pronounce it Rav Lecha Sheves, but Rav Lecha Shabbos. The Shabbos in the time of the year when we are Be'emek HaBocha, when we are in the depths of our sorrow, mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, that Shabbos, Rav Lachem, is the greatest Shabbos of the year. And that's pshat in this week's Pasuk, as well. Hashem Elokeinu Dibur Eleinu B'Chayriv. Now that we're in the time of a Churban, in Chayriv, Rav Lachem Shabbos, realize how this Shabbos is so great. The Shabbos during the 3 weeks will remember the Churban Habayis. Because, why is it so great? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that even when Klal Yisrael is in the depths of its tsar, in the depths of its mourning for the Churban Habayis, Klal Yisrael don't give up. And they keep the Shabbos. And because we keep the Shabbos, even in the most difficult time, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the Shabbos that I most appreciate. Along the same lines, I saw a beautiful vort from the Chartkva Rebbe in his Sefer Ginza Yisrael. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis teaches us, Emolei Misham Yisrael, Shtei Shabbosos Kilchosom, if Klal Yisrael will keep and observe two Shabbosim properly, Miyad Negolim, we will immediately be freed. And of course he asks, what does the two Shabbosim that the Gemara refer to represent? He quotes the Gemara at the end of Masechta Machis, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, where the Rabbonim and Rabbi Gamliel were walking on the Har HaBayis after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were crying. And Rabbi Kiva was laughing. And they turn around to Rabbi Kiva and they ask him, how are you laughing when we just experienced and we are walking in the place that represents the total churban of the Beis HaMikdash? So he explains what that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim really weren't disagreeing. They recognized that even in a time where Klal Yisrael is suffering and Klal Yisrael is remembering the Churban Habayis, we have to remember that the Churban is not a final phase, but the Churban is really a step towards the Gula. And that, he says, is represented with the two Shabbosos that follow each other. First, we have Shabbos Chazoyim, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, the Shabbos that takes place during the 9 days, and then we have Shabbos Nachmu, which comes right after Tisha B'Av. What it represents is that even when we're experiencing Shabbos Chazoyim, a Jew recognizes that next week is going to be Shabbos Nachmu. Yes, we're in the middle of the 9 days, and yes, Tisha B'Av is coming, but after Tisha B'Av there's going to be a Shabbos Nachmu. And that's what Rabbi Kiva was telling the other Rabbonim. What you're crying and seeing the Churban Habayis, I don't see Churban, because Churban is temporary. I see the ultimate. I see that the Churban will lead to a redemption. The Churban will lead to a Yeshua. And the more that we're Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek HaBocha, the more that we recognize that we are suffering in this terrible galus, and that we're suffering because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the more a Jew comes to that understanding and recognition, Ravloch Shabbos Be'emek HaBochob, that Shabbos that you make, that you recognize that, that will be the Shabbos that will bring to the Shabbos of Yeshua and the Shabbos of Gula. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Emolish Shmam Yisrael, Shnei Shabboses. It's the two Shabboses, the Shabbos Chazoin and the Shabbos Nachmu. The recognition that the Churban is just bringing us closer to the Gula. And the more we recognize what we're missing, and the more that we understand that the Gula is imminently coming, then the more we recognize and experience these two types of feelings, that feeling of Shabbos in the 9 days brings us to the Shabbos Nachmu of Miyad Negolim. Ravach Shabbos Be'emek HaBocha, when we experience Shabbos in the days of the Emek HaBocha, in the days of the Yemei Ben HaMetzorim, in the days that we are mourning over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, experiencing Shabbos even those times will cause V'hu Yachmoil Alayu Chemlo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael and bring us the Geula Yeshua Shleima B'mehera B'yameinu.